This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas have suffered a setback as Israel reportedly recalled its negotiating team from internationally mediated talks in Cairo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday accused the U.S.-designated terrorist group of hobbling the high-stakes negotiations by sticking to delusional demands. Netanyahu's remarks raised concerns over the fate of the talks. More than 100 people are still being held captive by Hamas, more than 4 months after its fighters killed 1,200 people and seized about 240 people in a cross-border raid on southern Israel on October 7th. The raid sparked Israel's scorched-earth military response in Gaza, which has killed more than 28,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza health authorities. Negotiations in Cairo were taking place even as deadly violence continued both in the Gaza Strip and along Israel's border with Lebanon, where low-level fighting has continued since the war broke out. On the ground in Gaza on Wednesday, Palestinians began evacuating the main hospital in the southern town of Khan Yunis, isolated after weeks of deadly fighting. The U.S. has gathered highly sensitive intelligence about Russian anti-satellite weapons that has been shared in recent weeks with the upper echelons of government, that's according to the Associated Press, who quoted four people who have been briefed on the intelligence but were not authorized to comment publicly. They said the capability was not yet operational. The intelligence sparked an urgent but vague warning Wednesday from Republican Congressman Mike Turner, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Turner urged the administration of President Joe Biden to declassify information about what he called a serious national security threat. House Speaker Mike Johnson cautioned against being overly alarmed. This is VOA News. Turkish security forces are detaining hundreds in the aftermath of an Islamic State attack on an Istanbul church. Authorities are warning of further attacks against Jews and Christians. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Heavily armed police are now protecting churches across Istanbul day and night. It follows last month's deadly attack by two armed men on a Catholic church in Istanbul. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement and warned that it is targeting Jews and Christians. Turkish security forces are engaged in a crackdown against the Islamic State group. A Russian and Tajik have been arrested for carrying out the attack, while over 100 other people have been detained nationwide. The Turkey bordering territory, once held by the Islamist group, also known as ISIS, and this warns the threat remains considerable. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto declared victory in Wednesday's presidential election after unofficial results showed him trouncing two rivals. The former Special Forces commander clinched about 58% of the votes, according to unofficial quick counts by four independent pollsters, more than double that of his nearest opponent. Subianto needs to win more than 50% of all votes cast, along with at least 20% of the vote in half of Indonesia's provinces once the official returns are announced, to avoid a second-round vote in June. This is the 72-year-old Subianto's third attempt at the top job in the world's third-largest democracy. He was defeated in his previous attempts by outgoing President Joko Widodo. The leader of an agricultural union in India says unions will hold talks with government ministers on Thursday. The talks are being held after 2 days of protests by farmers demanding higher prices for their crops. Security forces have used tear gas and barricades to stop thousands of farmers from marching to the capital, New Delhi, to press their demands that the government set a minimum price for all their produce to ensure they can sustain their livelihoods. The protests come a few months before national elections, in which Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking to win a third term. Earlier talks failed to secure a government commitment to provide support prices, which triggered the march. Several unions have threatened to stop trains in several parts of Punjab for 4 hours on Thursday to protest against the police action. The protest comes 2 years after Modi's government, following similar protests, repealed some farm laws and promised to find ways to ensure support prices for all farm produce. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.